And joining me, head coach of Buena Vista University women's basketball, head coach David Wells. And coach, your team falls short in this one tonight. Give us some of your overall thoughts from this. It seemed like a better overall, you didn't win the game, but a better overall output than your first meeting with the Spartans.
Yeah, definitely as far as the result is not where we want it to be. But the if you're watching, as you've been watching over the season, they're growing and they're coming together. And typically towards the end of the season, especially the season we're having where we're struggling, that typically breaks teams apart. And this team is solidifying that foundation. And we still have to – we can't go 0 for 8, 0 for, I don't know what we did in the first – quarter, we went 0 for 7 for sure before we got our first bucket. We can't do that. And then the other part is in the third quarter, we had it down to 16, and with a minute and a half left, I think we could have chopped it down to almost 10, but instead we went three turnovers in a row, and it jumped back over 20. And it's those things from a young team understanding that minute and a half really can, you know, wage the war on which way it goes.
You talked about it there. Your team in the second half, third quarter specifically, got back within 16 after trailing by 21 at the half. What did you see in that third quarter that led to really chopping down to getting to 16? Like you said, it was one of those things where you got it to 16, but momentum-wise felt like there was more to be had there. Turnovers, like you said, ultimately stemmed that. Sure. But what really worked in that third quarter?
Well, so we talked about the physicality. Like, basketball is a physical sport, and I think we forget that sometimes. And so just imposing that, I burned a couple timeouts saying, like, look, you're either going to take the punch or you're going to give the punch, but you can't sit there. If you're going to keep taking them, this is what's going to happen. And after that timeout, they really started to respond to it. It's like, yeah, we don't like this. You know, and then they move forward from there, got some momentum, and then, like I said, turnover.
You look at your second quarter back at the beginning of the year, back at the beginning of the year meeting-wise against these guys, the 32-2 quarter, something that you probably don't want to think about. But you look at this one in the second quarter here, 19-15, a much more, you know,
right,
back-and-forth quarter. What's the biggest adjustment that was made? You've talked about physicality, but from the first meeting, say second quarter specifically, from that game to what you saw tonight?
It's funny how we talk like the X's and O's, right? And I think part of it is that and the skill, but it's more a confidence. We talk about like building your confidence and building like who are you going to be? And it's my job to help them, the X's and O's, build their skills, but it's their job to work on their confidence. Yes, I assist in that. But what I think they did, we were down Danica DeMars. Our starting guard was out, and we handled it even better than we did the first time. I think part of that is Danica needs us. Like, we got to step into those pieces. And across the board, it's just a belief in themselves that they're doing the right things, and it'll come.
You look at a couple of strong efforts from your team. McKenna Cohn, 16 points, got a rebound in there. Jenna Halleck, a lot of hers came in the second half, 14 points, 6 rebounds. Talk about those two efforts. Like I said, it seemed like Cohn was a little bit of both halves, but Halleck seemed like she kind of came on in the second half.
So the challenge to Jenna was making sure that she used that length and that stride and that she imposed that she could possibly be the best post player in the conference if she continues on that path. But we talked about lengthening her stride of all the things, not basketball. Just when you run harder, that stride lengthens and good things can happen. And she did that the second half. As far as Cohn, she's, she's really kind of a sophomore. So she experienced that sophomore slump. And I think today, we keep it simple and the game started to slow. As you grow in experience, you get that old man game where it slows down and you're rocking some hook shots or some what we call an oopsie daisy going back out of the baseline and turning around and hitting that. So hopefully that continues, but she's just fighting that war between expectations and reality.
And now you look forward to Loris coming up on Wednesday. Give us some of your thoughts on the Dewhawks. First time you guys played them, fell short in this very building, 97-46.
Yeah, they're a highly experienced team. They're more disciplined than they've ever been, and so they're hard to beat as far as screen execution, their attack points. So we're gonna have to bring the fight to them. That physicality really neutralizes that. So that, and we do have a tough week on the road. It's Loras and Wartburg. So,
all right, Coach, tough one tonight, but thank you for the time as always, and
thanks
good luck going forward.
Appreciate you.